Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Here's what grabbed me and inspired this post. Drill down on the links and check out the survey where about 58% of respondents were following a virtual influencer. Now, according to that report by Statista, content and storytelling were the most popular reasons to follow these digital creatures. Folks, that is our territory right there. And the expectation of more videos out there in content marketing will drive this need as well. But let's look behind the scenes into the strategy behind the popularity. What is the business case for digital influencers? Two things pop out here. First up, costs. Sure, it's going to cost a lot up front, but you know what's coming up fast. New tools will appear that creates these digital folks for less, which will then level the playing field and let smaller shops like us play the game. And once those costs are absorbed, it's pure profit. No one has to pay for these folks to pitch. Second, lower risk. Collaborations are seamless. Access is 24/7. There's no negotiation about content ownership or what the influencer will or won't do. When you compare this with the upside, such as studies finding that digital influencers offer nearly 3 times the engagement, well, this just looks too attractive not to try. When we understand the business case for using something that disrupts us, we can better respond. So think about, how do we respond to the upside? We can be the credible alternative if we know the benefits we are competing against. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.